Good morning. This is Rosemary Trocek with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And joining me today, I have two special guests with Waxahachie Independent School District. I have Amy Troll and Weston. Thank you all so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
So in September, there's a big month for WISD. So Amy, can you share a little bit about what's going on in September?
Yes. So September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, and we specifically call it Hatchie Glows Gold. We are so excited to kind of color the town gold and yellow. You'll begin to see ribbons and things all along 77, just pointing to what this month means to us and how we can honor our kids and families who have gone through cancer journeys. And so we have lots of fun events. Can I share those with you?
Yes, please do. Okay.
So the first one is next Tuesday, September 2nd. We are partnered up with Brave Like Ellie. It's one of our local organizations that gives back to cancer families. Mm-hmm. And they're having a benefit at Fish City Grill. And then also that night, the city of Waxahachie, the city council is going to recognize September as Childhood Cancer Awareness Month for the city of Waxahachie.
That's wonderful.
So we're really excited about that and just appreciative of how much they are in support of all of our families as well. September 6th, Brave Like Ellie has a warrior walk coming up. It's a great time to just get the family, get the puppy, and, you know, go
walk around. Where is that walk at?
I believe it's at Gibson Zahner Park.
Okay.
All of this information is on our website, so with more details and timing and signups and all that good stuff. September 12th is our huge gold out game at Lumpkin Stadium. It's our home football game where everything turns gold, and we have tons of our little charmers that come and dance and do a performance, and just everybody is coming out in support of
and honoring,
and honoring these kids and families. So that's a fun time. And then September 13th, the next day, is Brisket and Bombs at Richards Park, and that is an event where you can get you a brisket sandwich and hop in line to hit some balls with the Waxahachie Indian baseball team. And it's just a really fun time to hang out and to raise some money for these local families and local organizations. So all donations and proceeds that we raise for all of these events, you know, they go back locally. They are really helping our local families that are struggling.
Yeah. So.
And then finally, September 27th is Anna's Bake Sale, and that is always set up at Waxahachie, at Chick-fil-A Waxahachie North.
Yes.
And it's an all-day event, and they just sell lots and lots of really yummy desserts and baked goods.
Baked goods, yes.
And all for their foundation that also gives back to childhood cancer awareness and families. And
So something almost every week in September for childhood cancer awareness, which is wonderful. So I know you mentioned briefly that there is a landing page for all this information. I know in the years past, people have done special t-shirts, all that kind of stuff. Can they purchase a t-shirt that will also go to the different nonprofits and stuff?
Yes. Our official district t-shirt is live now. The link, we are collecting pre-orders, and those close on Tuesday.
Okay.
In order to get them back in time and make sure that we have plenty of time to print them and get them back. So so find that link either on our website, wisd.org, or on our Facebook page. We have several times that we've shared it, and so go grab your t-shirt.
That's wonderful. And I know you don't have to be like a WISD student to attend. You don't have to be a WISD family. You can just come and show your support, correct?
Absolutely.
From my understanding?
Yes. 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 So we've been excited. A couple of the smaller private schools here in town have wanted to kind of join the effort. So that just warms our hearts. It's really cool.
Of course. And I know I'm excited to see all this stuff up and down 77 and the Hatchie Glows Gold that night for the Lumpkin Stadium. It's really neat that y'all put out signage with statistics that share more information about childhood cancer, because it's not as well advertised, so to say, unfortunately. Right. And so I think it's amazing that y'all as a district are bringing light to that.
It's one of the most underfunded types of cancer. which is really sad and scary, you know? And so we do whatever we can to bring awareness and to just, you know, support and love on our families.
Of course. So Weston, thank you for coming in today, taking some time out of your school day to join us. So if you'll share with our audience just a little bit about who you are, what type of cancer you were diagnosed with, and just a little bit of that background for us.
Gotcha. My name is Weston. I am 17. And last year in August of 2024, I was diagnosed with a bone sarcoma cancer, an osteosarcoma in my femur. For a couple months leading up to that, I thought, oh, it's just growing pains. You know, I'm a teenager. I'm still growing. It can't be that bad. And then, you know, eventually got to the point where I was like, okay, I don't really know if this is growing pains anymore. So I went to the hospital. We found out that it was cancer. And then a few weeks later, we found out that it was osteosarcoma. And over the past few, or over the next year, I was in the hospital getting chemo treatment with some of the best nurses and doctors in the world. Shout out to Children's Cancer or Hospital in Dallas. As of May 2025, I am cancer-free and in remission. And yeah.
That is so exciting. I know that has to be such an exciting moment for you. So can you tell me maybe a little bit what that felt like, hearing that you were in remission? I know that had to be a scary time for you, a scary time for your family. How did that feel, hearing that you're in remission now?
Well, hearing that I'm in remission was, honestly, it's amazing.
Yes.
I feel like there's not exactly words to say how amazing that feels after such a hard journey to go through, and finally be able to say, oh, I'm good. I'm cancer free. I'm in remission. It's amazing.
That's wonderful. So now you're in your senior year. You're looking forward to college. What are your plans for after you graduate Waukesha? What are you looking forward to?
So I want to go to college at UT Austin, Hook'em. I plan on studying urban studies and going through their master program and getting master's in urban planning and public administration, because I want to be an urban planner and eventually a politician. Going through this journey, I've seen stuff where I feel like I can make a difference.
Of course.
In things that like I want to be in. So like having childhood cancer, there's so many things that like affect that. So yeah. Like, you know, it may not seem like being an urban planner really can help anything with childhood cancer, but childhood cancer affects all parts of life. And so anything I can do to help, I want to.
That's wonderful. I know you'll make a huge difference. And we're excited to see where this goes. So what does it feel like being somebody who has had childhood cancer, now seeing your town come together, the chamber, the city? How does that feel? How does that make you feel? Is it a cool experience to kind of say like, wow, like they've done this for me and other kids? How does that feel?
It is the most amazing thing. Going through such a hard time and being able to see that not only your town, but your school district, your chamber, people you don't even know have your back it's truly amazing. And going into it, you can sometimes feel lonely, and being able to see all of the people who have your back is amazing.
Yeah. We've rallied behind you, and we'll continue to rally behind the ones that are fighting this cancer. So thank you so much, Weston, for joining us today. I know you'll go on to do amazing things, and we're excited to see this. So Amy, any last things you want to add?
Yeah, I just want to say on behalf of WISD, just how much we love you, Weston, and how much we appreciate just the way that you have handled your journey. You've been inspiring. You have been so brave, and just watching you just be able to handle such hard things and so much pressure. And it really just, it makes us feel so proud to be your school district. And we love you. And we're so excited for this month to come, to continue to celebrate you And yeah, we're ready.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you all so much for joining us today. And if you happen to want to get more information about how you can support Childhood Cancer and WISD, please check out their website at WISD.org, or you can always call the chamber and we'll be happy to pass this information along. Thank you so much for joining me today, and we'll talk to you soon.